Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Brian Stavely Show here on the Last American Radio Broadcast. I haven't done a show for you guys, and it's been almost a week, and I apologize. You know, when I started this whole radio program, my intention was 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, every afternoon. Work's just picked up a little bit more lately, so I haven't been able to do the show every day. Days where I do have to work during the day, I'm going to try and start pre-recording some shows at night. But we will still be doing most of them live here. So we're here today. It's a good thing. The last time I was on, I don't even really remember what we talked about. You know, I should know too, because I think the show is just playing in the stream. I think the last time I was on, we were talking about Bernie Fine and the whole Syracuse situation. You know, everything out there with the child pedophilia and everything going on at Syracuse, Penn State. I'm sure we talked about Sandusky a little bit. Today we're going to go in a different direction, though, okay? Now, for those of you that listen all the time, you know the way I usually like to do things is I like to run down, you know, the current events of the day or the week, whatever the hot topic is. And then sometimes we usually go in different directions from there. You know, it can lead into other things relating to what we're talking about. It can lead back to things like 9/11 or, you know, wherever. And if you guys call in, we can go any direction you want to go. We're going to touch on a couple of things real quick today, okay, that are going on right now. But we're not going to spend too much time on today's issues. After I go through that stuff, I want to go over a little list that I've compiled for you guys. And what this is okay, basically, I'm sure if you're listening to the show right now, you're a researcher of some sort. You consider yourself a researcher. You know, that doesn't mean you do it for a career. It just means, you know, most of your time spent in front of the computer isn't aimlessly wandering around. You're trying to watch documentaries. You're trying to read meaningful things. Stuff like that. This thing we're going to talk about here, okay? Now, as you guys know, and I'm sure you've come into this many times, 9/11 can be really hard to get across to some people. Some people just have a switch they shut off, and you can't even talk to them. You can't talk to them about 9/11. It's not just 9/11. You can't talk to them about 9/11. You can't talk to them about Iraq. You can't talk to them about Libya. You can't talk to them basically about anything that's currently going on in the world because they just have a switch and they want to totally, totally shut it off. And then you also have these people, and a lot of times it's the same group of people. You'll start to try to explain things to them about, say, false flag terrorism or, you know, media scripted events to control the population, you know. And they just have like this automatic defense where they'll say, oh, we would never do that. We would never do that. We would never do that. Well, I have something for those people today, okay? And this isn't, you know, this is basically something I think you can use as a tool to wake people up. Now, you know, like I just said, a lot of people have a switch. So if you start talking about, oh, 9/11 was an Osama bin Laden, they just shut you off and they don't want to hear it. So I think another strategy that maybe we can use, guys, okay, is let's go back a little bit farther in time. Okay, let's get away from all the current stuff that they don't want to talk about. Just for, you know, just appease me here while we talk about the strategy. So what you do is, you know, I made a list of all, not all, but a whole bunch of either false flag terror events, staged events, attacks that we let happen, things of that ilk that have brought us into war. And it documents how every single war we have been in. And I do have a few other countries' things listed on here, too, because they were key. Every single war that we've been in, every conflict we've been in, okay, has been staged. We've wanted to be in it. We started the attack on ourselves that got us into that war. And you can pick your war. Go ahead. Pick one. Vietnam, World War II, Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, you can go down the list, down the list. It's the same thing every time. It's the same basic strategy. Stage your way to get into a war. Now, these things, I think that maybe in 50 years, the truth about some of the events of today will be in the history books and they will be common knowledge. But right now, they're not, right? They're not. But some of these older events now, even the biggest debunker would have a hard time debunking these and saying that they didn't happen because they're just everywhere. They're plastered even in all the mainstream sources now because it's such common knowledge, okay? Now, first thing I'm going to start with on the list, okay, is something that wasn't done by us, but it's very key, and it's very, you can see the similarities between what they've done and how we've tried to apply the strategy later on. And that's the Reichstag fire in 1935. And a lot of you know of it, I'm sure. Most of you have heard of it. That's what got, you know, that's what got Nazi Germany into the war. It's what got them to invade Poland. They wanted to invade Poland. Okay, now think about this. When I'm describing it to you, you can relate this to today's terms. They wanted to invade Poland, so they burned down their own building. They took a Polish guy out of one of their prisons, dressed, I don't even know if he was a Polish guy, I shouldn't even say that. They took a prisoner out of one of their prisons, dressed him in a Polish army uniform, okay, and shot him and blamed the Reichstag fire on him. And basically, that was their. You know, that was their green light to go into Poland, to invade Poland, because Poland had supposedly come in here and done this to their government building, when in fact they did it to their own building. Now, fast forward, you know, however many years, 70 years almost, to 2001, and what do you have? You have the United States government taking down one of their own buildings with a fire, blaming it on another nation to invade that nation. You get it? It's the same strategy applied time and time and time again. Now, that is Germany. So obviously, you don't tell somebody, "Hey, look, we did it before," and you show them that. Obviously, that's not the best example for that because that's Germany. But it's to show you, you know, that shows you that, you know, it's not just the U.S. It's other countries too, and they all use this strategy. This is used worldwide. It's been going on for ages and ages and ages and ages. Now, let's go forward a little bit to something that everybody thinks they know about. 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Okay? Now, you know, for those people out there, when you try to explain things to them and they say, "Oh, we would never do that," or "We would never let that happen, not here in America," go to Pearl Harbor. Show them, okay? Now, people can try and deny this, but there's just too many facts surrounding Pearl Harbor. We allowed that to happen, okay? That's one of the reasons why I don't understand sometimes when we're talking to people in an older generation. Say we're talking to like people in our parents' generation. They would what would they call them, baby boomers or whatever. You talk to people in that generation, and you know, I would figure at first that you know this information's been out so long, they must know this stuff, right? But they don't. They don't. It's almost like, you know. The older generation is just, they're the last ones to catch on to this. And I think the main reason to that is because if you think about what we have now with the advances in technology and media and entertainment, guys, you know, maybe you take it for granted, but you have so much information just at your fingertips all the time. Now, we've talked about, you know, how you have the greatest research tool ever invented, the laptop, right? I mean, it is. For four, five, 600 bucks, you can have a laptop in front of you that's just the ultimate gateway to information. I mean, you can find out anything if you know where to look, right? I mean, you really, really can. Years ago, they didn't have all this. They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have laptops. They didn't have 700 channels on their cable box, even more than that now. You know what I mean? They didn't have that. What they had, okay, is they had the radio. And they had the television. They didn't have cable TV. They didn't have satellite. They didn't have internet. They had a few channels. Now, what channels did they have? Well, they probably had what? ABC, NBC, CBS. They didn't even have Fox. That wasn't even out yet. ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't know what else was it? PBS. There weren't too many channels back then. That's my point. Okay? And you guys know about how these media operations are controlled nowadays, right? Well, don't be naive and think they weren't controlled back then. Of course they were. The only problem is back then the people had no other option. I mean, where were they going to go? They could go to a library, I guess, and read books, which is great for research, but not if you're trying to research current events. How good is going to a library for a current event? Well, I guess if they have a lot of newspapers and stuff, it'd be good. But as far as reading books, I mean, books are great, and books is where you can actually get the deepest research on anything, really, okay? And books are great because when you read a book, you paint the picture in your mind. You don't have somebody else paint the picture for you. And usually, when there's a book of something and there's a movie, almost every time the book is much more in depth. Okay. But anyways, not to get too far off the path here. Back in the day, okay, back in the 50s and 60s, that's all they had. They had one form, not one form, but they had just a couple channels to get information from. They didn't have all these channels. So you could see how they would be totally misled by the news. They have, when I try and talk to, people around that age, a lot of them have this blind faith in the news. And we don't have that, okay? But if we didn't have the internet, if we didn't have things like RT or, other alternative media sources, and we weren't able to converse with people all over the world, and all we had was the TV, and we didn't have cable yet. We had 4, 5, 7, and maybe, a couple other ones. We'd be pretty brainwashed too. I mean, think about it. Okay, so you got to cut them a little slack. It can be frustrating trying to talk to people, but you got to cut them a little slack. Now back to my point. 1941, Pearl Harbor. Everybody knows about Pearl Harbor, or at least knows the official story, all right, about how the Japanese attacked us and we lost almost 3,000 people. Here they go again, if people knew about just the one basic fa a couple basic facts about Pearl Harbor, then I think that they could start to understand things like 9/11 in Iraq. Just, we go back in the history. And I'm going to put this up on the site for you guys later. I made a little timeline. It's basically in chronological order of, year by year and the events that happened. So anyways, Pearl Harbor happens. Our president allowed that to take place. He did. He knew when it was going to happen, where it was going to happen, and he had the radar all taken out so we couldn't see the attack coming. There were a lot of other circumstances that surrounded it. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on Pearl Harbor. I've just been looking into it a little bit the last few months here and there, this isn't a theory, what I'm saying here. This isn't up for debate. This happened. Okay? There's all sorts of evidence that points towards it, like, different say NSA phone records that would come out, or there's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of proof behind this, okay? You do your own research into it, look into Pearl Harbor, and you'll see that it was absolutely allowed to happen. They wanted it to happen. They had been trying to go to war with Japan for a while. We had already imposed all sorts of embargoes on them and stuff. Okay? We already had. We were trying to drag them into war for a while. Okay? And then this was it. Pearl Harbor was it. That was the one that we needed. That got us into the battle. We were dying for that. Okay? We were dying for that. So, and that had almost the same amount of deaths as something like 9/11. So if you show you say your parents or something who don't know about Pearl Harbor, okay? And this is what I'm telling you, just do like a night's worth of research into it before you approach them on it, and just be, hey, what happened in Pearl Harbor, And then when they start to tell you, and then you tell them what really happened, then maybe you can kind of, segue that into a more current conversation. Well, if they did that back then, okay? And it's documented fact that they did that. What makes you think that they wouldn't do that now? And you'd be kind of naive to think they wouldn't do that now. So let's keep moving along. I want to keep moving along here. You guys know about Pearl Harbor. A lot of you guys probably already knew the truth. It's not just all attacks here, okay? In 1955, guys, all right? And this is another example of something that is going on today. This is a very good example because it's been going on all year long with the Arab Spring and all that crap. Okay? In 1955, the CIA, excuse me, 1953. I had my years wrong. In 1953, guys, the CIA launched terror attacks inside Iran. Okay? Inside Iran, they launched terror attacks. The reason was there was a Democratically elected president, Mohammad Mossadegh. So we didn't control him. We didn't like that, obviously. So what we did is we launched a whole bunch of terror attacks in his country. We blew up school buses. We gunned down people at mosques. Everything. Yep. All that crap. Okay. Then we had the gall to actually. You want to talk about propaganda? How's this for propaganda? We flew above with helicopters or planes or whatever. We dropped all sorts of pamphlets out, and they said, "Down with Allah, up with Mossadegh." Okay, and we also, trained guerrillas or whatever to help overthrow the regime. And eventually, it ended up crumbling, and that was all a CIA thing. Now, relate that to the Arab Spring. Isn't that the same thing you still see today? Isn't that the same strategy you still see? Except now they have Al Qaeda, right? Now they have Al Qaeda, that little chess piece that they move around the world, don't they? Anytime, and you can go back and look, guys. Go back and look at Egypt. Go back and look at Libya. Okay? Look at the things that are going to come in the future. Anytime they want to overthrow a regime, say in the Middle East, they move their little chess piece around. And their little chess piece is Al-Qaeda, okay? They move the Al-Qaeda chess piece around. They cause some terrorism, or they say they're causing terrorism, one or the other, or they cause some fighting, okay? And then basically what ends up happening, it either gets so bad that they overthrow the regime, or it gets so bad that we make it look like, oh, we're the heroes and we need to intervene and save everybody, and then we come in and basically effectively overthrow the regime just in another way. We make it look like a humanitarian effort, okay? Ideally, what we like to do is we like to keep our face off of it, use the chess piece like Al-Qaeda, and let the regime be overthrown without our hands being dirty, even though our hands are dirty and pretty much everybody knows, without it being out in the open. That's the way we like to do it. And we still do it today. And this is documented fact, okay? This is stuff you can show. I know that some people would say, well, what does 1953 have to do with 2011? It has to do a lot with it. Because in 1953, good Americans just like you back then said the same damn thing. They said, our country would never do anything like that. Show me where we've done something like that. Show me where we've gone and killed innocent people to overthrow a country. You show me where the CIA has done stuff like this. Boom! There you go. All right? There you go. Show it to them. Seriously, when you try and tell older people or whatever that, hey, you know what happened in Libya, first of all, those people weren't being killed by their Air Force. Second of all, this guy was not the man they said he was. He did a lot of good, okay? Third of all, you just go down and down the list and you tell them that, the CIA's done things like this before. They always do this. This is a CIA strategy. That's how they overthrow regimes. They do it from the inside. They control groups. You get it? They control Al-Qaeda. This might be one of the harder ones to start with because you're using the Al-Qaeda example, and people just have it in their head. Oh, Al-Qaeda, evil Al-Qaeda. No, Al-Qaeda is who we control. That mean that's the CIA's chess piece. That's our militant Middle Eastern chess piece. Okay, that's what we'll call it. That's our. It's our picture of. You know the horse, the rook. They call it the rook. Why do they call it a rook? It's a friggin' horse, right? Why do they? I never understood that, anyways. Okay, guys, here's another one, right? Now, sometimes you try to get into the whole false flag terrorism thing, right? And it's not going over well with people. People just don't. Until people take that first corner where they realize that we might be actually capable of doing something like that, they don't want to believe it. You don't blame them. I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? That a lot of the terrorism and stuff that you see, I mean, is really us causing it. I mean, that is a hard pill to swallow. But like I said, this has happened all in the past. It's all repetitive. It's all been going on for years and years and years. Now, before I get into this next document, which is what it is, I'm going to make a little disclaimer, okay? For those of you out there that have heard, the stuff about 9/11 that we've talked about on this station, that I've talked about, that Phil's talked about, the other people on here that have talked about, in case you haven't heard it, you really do need to hear it. And that is, everything about the Hollow Towers and, how the whole thing was basically Hollywood. I mean, it wasn't even a false flag attack. It was a Hollywood media scripted event, media deception on all of us. Now, a lot of people don't know that yet. And that's fine. And I understand that they didn't get to that layer yet. Okay? But after finding this out, it makes you kind of reassess everything. That's why I'm talking about this now, because Operation Northwoods, I didn't start hearing about Operation Northwoods until after 9/11. So I don't know if that's just something they kind of floated out there to kind of build up on the conspiracy side of things. Yeah, do you see what I'm saying? Like a bone that they threw us, because they did do that. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about yet, what I'm saying is, and this will take hours and hours and hours for you to go into to go over our 9/11 research. But, in a nutshell, the whole truth movement, guys, was set up to keep you from the truth. Okay? And I've done shows on this. We could go on for hours on this, and I will address this a little more this show. But the truth movement was not set up to find out the truth about 9/11. It was there to hide the truth about 9/11. okay? It was there to lead you down as many twisty, windy roads as it could, as many, as many dark, deep places where you couldn't find your way out of, to confuse you, to frustrate you. That's what it was there for. But they did throw you a little, they had to make it seem credible, so they threw little bits of information out, like the whole BBC thing, Tower 7, 20 minutes before a class. Things like that were done on purpose. They were done on purpose to get both sides of the story going, okay? They had the whole official story side, but they controlled the whole other side, the controlled demolition, as long as it had to do with 3,000 people dying in those buildings and planes hitting those buildings, they would let you believe whatever you wanted, okay? I don't know if Operation Northwoods was floated out there to kind of appease this crowd, to give them something to run with. I think it might have been. But let's just say it wasn't. Let's say it was real. Either way, it's out there now, so people can see it. So you could still use, you could take it as real, use it as an example, and show these people that would say, hey, we would never do this. We'll be like, look, well, look, in 1962, okay, you have Operation Northwoods, where we were going to actually take, and this involves so many similar things. Guys, we were going to take an airplane full of college students, okay? We were going to secretly land it, unload the college students, and then we were going to remotely fly the airplane with nobody on it. And we were going to have it shot down over Cuba. We were going to blame it on Cuba and give us a reason to invade. Now, what does that sound like to you guys? Come on. Does that not just sound like the same crap that they pulled in 2001? I mean, not, exactly laid out the game plan, exact specifics, but the overall game plan, the overall strategy is the same, isn't it? I mean, you're using airplanes, you're not having people on it, you're having the thing shot down or blow up, and you're blaming another country. I mean, come on, guys. And then, you know what else they were going to do, okay? They were going to actually attack U.S. military bases dressed up as the Cuban army. They were going to dress up as Cuban soldiers, and they were going to go attack U.S. military bases. They were going to do up other things, too. I should have the whole thing in front of me, and I don't. I'm just going off my head what I know about it here. But I do know that they were also going to hijack some planes. They were going to have real people on it, I think. But they were going to have – the whole hijacking was going to be controlled, including the pilot and the air marshal and the hijacker. They were all going to be in on it, and then the plane was just going to land safely somewhere. I mean, this is the stuff that they talked about. This is the type of plans – so to say that the United States would never do something like this is absolutely absurd. We do things like this all the time. All the time. Okay? It doesn't stop, and it doesn't stop there. Now, you know – actually, I got one more, and then I'm going to get to a big one. This next one's a big one, too. This next one, guys, is very much like the rest of them, and that's the USS Liberty, okay? If you guys haven't heard of the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967, well, let's get into it real quick, okay? This is great, you know. I love these examples, okay? I do. I'm going to post this timeline up for you guys on the website later today, and I want you to do what you can with it. I want you to share it on Facebook or whatever, pass it around to your friends. Use it as a tool, for real. Use this as a tool because I know you have friends that you know are smarter than they're letting on. I have them. I have friends that are acting so stupid and acting like they just cannot put two and two together and figure out anything with their own brain. It's just so frustrating to me. It really is. It's so frustrating to me. But I think with a list like this, I mean, this is like, it's almost like you talk about something that's going on currently, right? And they want to say it's a conspiracy or it's a conspiracy theory. Anytime it's something current and it doesn't go with the official narrative. But, you know, if it's something that happened in the past, it's, oh, that's really effed up. That really happened. You know, it's people's mindset's a little different. Some of the people will still be real stubborn and say, oh, yeah, conspiracy theories and yada, yada, yada. No, and it has nothing to do with conspiracy theories. I mean, it really doesn't. All it has to do with is, you know, reporting the facts, guys. Okay? That's all it is. And in 1967, guys, all right, in 1967, we have the attack on the U.S. Liberty. Now, what this was this was done in order to blame Egypt so we could invade the whole Middle East, starting with Egypt, okay? So what happened is our president, Johnson, President Johnson, he actually parked the USS Liberty. Where did he park it? Here, where's my notes? I had some notes here I had on it. Where the heck did he parked it in the Mediterranean Sea. Okay. He took the USS Liberty and he parked it in the Mediterranean Sea, stationed it there. Okay. And then he actually made a backdoor deal with Israel to attack it and kill everybody on board. Now, what they did, Israel and the United States at the time were friends like we are now. Okay. So what they did is they had to actually paint the Israeli planes, just neutral colors, make them totally unidentifiable, and all their planes were colored with the Israeli colors or whatever. This was the only three planes in their arsenal that were, or at least that we know of, that were unmarked, okay? And what they did, guys, is they had this boat, basically the USS Liberty, this big, huge ship, it just basically got bombarded, bombarded, bombarded. The Israeli fighter pilots didn't want to attack it. They knew it was an American ship, but they were threatened with being court-martialed, and maybe even killed, whatever else, if they didn't attack it. So what they did, they kept bombing it. They kept bombing it. And it didn't stop for hours and hours and hours and hours. And it went on until a Russian ship came by and saw the attack happening, and Israel didn't want their cover blown, so they took off. Okay. Let me make one statement. When you hear me say Israel did it and they took off, I'm not one of those people out there that you see blaming Israel for anything. Okay? Those people drive me absolutely nuts. I just want to get that out there. I'm saying that Israel did this because this was Israel. Okay? There's some people out there that they'll post Israel did 9/11, Israel did. It's like, come on, man. People that don't even have any facts to stand on, they'll just go and point out a country and blame them. I mean, that is such chicken crap BS. I can't stand when people do that. So what happened is this the USS Liberty was getting banged out, right? There was actually another US ship that wasn't too far away, and they wanted to go help, and they launched a couple fighters. You know what happened? The first of all, the general got on the phone with the admiral of the nearby ship. And they were arguing basically because he told them that we don't want you to help, turn around, blah blah blah. The president gets on the phone and he tells the admiral, "We want that sick, we want that ship sinking to the damn bottom of the ocean. Turn those birds around, no help." Something to that effect. I'm real close to the exact quote. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it was real close to that. And that's what he said. Could you imagine hearing that from the president and you're trying to help out another American ship? And that's what happened. And then the captain of the American ship was threatened with court martial, but they gave him like the what's the highest medal? Is it the I don't know, the Medal of Honor or the, man, I'm bad with the military awards. I don't know. The Congressional Medal of Honor, maybe it is. They gave him like the highest award you can get. Told him to keep it secret though. They gave it to him in private. Okay. He's come forward and talked. You guys can look into this. All these events, I'm just scratching the surface, guys. Really. I'm not doing them any justice. This isn't like, when I get up here and talk about September 11th for 6 days in a row. Okay? I'm not doing any justice to these things right here, covering them for 5 minutes. Okay? If you want to learn more about them, take the information I had and run with it. Okay? The reason we're going through it so fast and not spending so much time on it is because this is like an outline. That's the point of this. This is going to be a tool that I'm hoping some of you guys can use to get through to the really, 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 really thick-headed people that won't hear nothing about 9/11, won't hear nothing about Iraq, won't hear nothing about Libya, Egypt. I mean, all these places that we're invading unjustly. It's so hard for me to fathom how people cannot understand what we're doing is wrong. You get it? I mean, we are over there murdering millions and millions of people. Guys, let's just break it down simple, okay? Let's just say United States was a person that I knew, okay? We're breaking it. I mean, it sounds retarded, right? But let's just appease me for a minute here. United States is a person you knew. You know who the United States would be right now? United States would be that scumbag kid you never want to hang out with because he's always bullying people around, getting people in trouble, and then he's going and stealing your crap. I mean, that's what we do now, right? If we want something, we're going to make, well, first of all, if we want something of yours, before we steal it, we're going to badmouth you, and we're going to use our media and the British media, okay? This worldwide media propaganda to basically badmouth you, call you a terrorist, say all this bad stuff about you to make the whole world think it's justified when we attack you. And really, it's all about stealing your resources. Guys, I mean, there's a lot of agendas, okay? If you've ever listened to the show, you've heard me talk about them all. You know, besides the resources, besides the oil and the opium and the lithium and God knows whatever else, okay? A lot of it has to do with money. It has to do with finances. It has to do with controlling people's currency and their banks. And, you know, there's only a few countries left that are financially independent. And those are the ones that we label as terrorists. It's the same list. I'm not going to go into that deep right now. Talk about that all the time. But, you know, just real briefly, guys. You remember after 9/11, they keep flashing these lists, the worst, most terrorist states in the world. You know, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, North Korea, right? That's the same list of countries that don't have a central controlled bank that's not controlled by somebody else. They control their own financial freedom. You understand? It never had to do with terrorism, okay? It's got to do with money. It's got to do with resources. It's got to do with imperialism, okay? Guys, what we're going to do, right, is we are going to take literally like a 3-minute break. We're going to play a quick song, and we're going to come right back. And when we come back, we're going to get into the Gulf of Tonkin. We're going to get into the World Trade Center 1993, 2001. We're going to get into Iraq. We're going to get into a lot of stuff. And then when we kind of wrap up this little list that I've compiled here, we're going to get into the current events of today, okay? Stick with me, though, guys. I want you guys to hear the rest of this. This is important stuff because this is all documented fact. This is all fact. You can confidently show this stuff to people when you're trying to get through to them. When they're the people that are telling you, we would never do that. We would never, ever do that. This is America. Boom. That's when you hit them with this list and you give them example after example after example after example. And it's quite overwhelming to see all this stuff. And none of it's a lie. I'm not making any of this up. You guys know why I don't get up here and lie on the radio, okay? And when I have something that's totally opinionated, I tell you. But this stuff is fact, okay? And it doesn't take that much research to find it out. You know, things like JFK, 9/11, things like that are complex. There's so many layers of lies and deceptions. Stuff like this by now, I mean, maybe back then it was complex. This stuff's just out there now. I mean, really, it's just out there. You just got to be willing to put the time in and read. And you got to know, you got to read from all sides. You always have to look at every side of every story. Even when you're sure this person or people are lying and they're not telling the truth, whatever. Or that, you know, you got to listen to it all because that's the only way you're going to be able to dissect all of it and get all the information you need. Anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, guys, on the Last American Radio Broadcast.
Terror is a bunch of wood, just a poor excuse for you to use up on your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place, that's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see is a bunch of what the f***. Do this dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such. And that ain't Jersey Shore, homie, that's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem, my problem is I'm peaceful. And I believe in the people. Yeah!
It's a lie.
Time.
never heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war, where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up, just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away. Worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Last American Radio Broadcast. You're listening to the Brian Stavely Show. We're just a little bit past 1 o'clock here on the East Coast. You know, we're going to probably go a little bit longer today. We'll probably go to about 2, maybe like, you know, do about an hour and a half today, guys. When we left off, all right, we were going through the list of all documented false flag events, staged events to get us into wars, other things like that. And the reason we're going through this today is because I want you guys to have a little outline, a little ammo for the battle. I know how it goes sometimes, and some people just, they don't want to hear it. They just, the only thing they can say, and it's so stupid. I mean, they sound retarded when they say it. The only thing they can say is, we would never do that. We would never do that here in this country, right? And that's what this is for. That's what this show is about today. This show is about, you know, giving you facts about things that we have done, about how every war we've been in has been staged to get into it. The way we've gotten into every, I can't think of a single example where somebody just attacked us and we had to go to war because of it. I'm sorry, I can't. I just don't know. If somebody knows that example, tell me. And there might be a few. Okay, but if there's 2 or 3 out of 100, I mean, yeah, whatever. We still did it 97 other times. Now, this is the big one. Okay, this next one we're going to talk about is huge. The reason this is so big is because this is what got us into the Vietnam War. Okay? The Vietnam War is viewed by many people as the war that we lost. I mean, we lost 60,000 people in that war. Okay? Yeah, they lost more people, but we went in there and got slaughtered. We had no reason to be there. If you go by the official narratives, okay, the reason we entered the Vietnam War is because 2 South Vietnamese boats attacked our ship in the Gulf of Tonkin, which is, Vietnamese water. It's like a sea around Vietnam. The whole event, guys, never took place. It never happened. They never fired on us. But we went into Vietnam. We murdered 1.5 million people, much like what we do today in Iraq, right? We murdered 1.5 million people in Vietnam. Not only that, You know, there's still kids being born over there with birth defects from us, from Agent Orange. Okay? You can thank companies like Monsanto and DuPont. Yes, it goes way back then. They go all, you know, their tyranny goes way back to the Vietnam War and even before. It's not just GMO foods. Oh no, it's not just aspartame. Nope, Agent Orange. Yes, we spray that on everything. You know, this. When I say birth defects, guys, I mean like terrible, terrible, terrible deformities. Okay, that's caused by us. There was no reason for us to be over there. You know, we should have just been minding our own business. So what did we do? Here's what we did. We actually put out a report that our boat was under fire from two South Vietnamese boats. Now, not only did they not shoot us, guys, we shot at them. We shot at them trying to provoke them into it. And they knew what that meant. So they didn't fire back. But all it takes, guys, here's all it takes. You want to know what it takes to fake an attack with big warships and get us drawn into a war and all this? You know what it takes? I'll show you what it takes. It takes this. Good evening, everybody. You're watching the 6 o'clock evening news. Today, U.S. warships were attacked in South Vietnamese water in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was unprovoked attack, and because of this, you know, our president had stood firm and said this will not be tolerated, and this is an act of war, and now we are going to be invading Vietnam. You know, yada yada. That's all it takes. All it takes is a simple newscast. You don't need any evidence. You don't need to see the ship blowing up. You don't need to hear any witness report. All you need, right, is to turn on the stupid TV and see some guy in a suit get up there and tell you that that's what happened. And they still do that today. And people still buy it. People eat that up. They eat it up all the time. So you go back and you tell, you know, you tell your parents or whoever you're trying to wake up to these current events that are going on. Hey, listen, you tell it like this too. This is the way I would do it, and not to be like condescending or anything. You just say, "Hey, listen, you know, have you ever heard of the Vietnam War?" I mean, this is a good way to start a conversation before you let them know what direction you're going. I mean, this might be one of the ones you actually start with. "Hey, have you ever heard of the Vietnam War?" You know what they're gonna say? They're gonna say, "What do you think? I'm an idiot. Of course I've heard of the Vietnam War." Okay, well, how many people died? They'll probably tell you. They'll start to get into it a little, right? Yeah, a lot of people died. It was kind of messed up. We lost. They might even know how many. We lost 58,000 people. Yada 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 yada. And then you say, well, you know how you know those boats attacked us and we got drawn into the war. You know that never happened. And then see what they say. And a lot of them will still go into denial. That's when you just keep moving down the list, I guess. And you know you keep busting out with the examples. Now I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. We're gonna get off Vietnam. Now we're gonna go to the stuff that's happened in our life. Okay? You know, obviously you have 2001, 9/11. You know, for about a year's time of researching into it, I thought, you know, like many of you people in the truth movement or in the truth community or whatever you want to call it. I thought that it was this false flag terror event. I thought that it was, you know, once I found out that it wasn't Osama bin Laden, I, you know, knew about the controlled demolition and the bomb in the basement and all the witness stories and all this stuff that's out there and all the documentaries and the whole deal that you guys have all been through the gamut. And just imagine this, guys. All of that was all disinformation. That whole All that stuff by the truth movement, the architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, and you know, Willie Rodriguez, and the interviews of people talking about the bombs. It was all bullcrap. Bullcrap. You know? And that is something that has been hard for even a lot of you people to swallow. Okay? Now, most of the people, you know, if I actually get to sit you down, go over this 9/11 stuff and not just flash a couple pictures up in front of you of hollow towers, but actually sit you down and you're going to give me the time and give me an hour or two to explain to you what you're looking at. Explain to you what's going on here. It's not that hard to understand, okay? I'm trying to remember, you know, where I was trying to actually go with that, but that this is another example of, you know, another example of another strategy that they use that you got to be aware of now. Okay, now it's not even about false flag terror events. It's about faking that you did a false flag terror event, faking it through the media. You understand? Lately, I want to stick on this for a minute. Now, for those of you out there that have no idea what I'm talking about, and, you know, all you know is the towers came down in 10 seconds, controlled demolition, thermite, all that crap, right? You really got to go, and you gotta read my 9/11 piece that I did, okay? Or you got to listen to some of these older shows. Go back in our archives, okay, and just go and listen to one of the 9/11 specials that I did, or listen to one of, you know, Phil Jahan and Larry McWilliams did the interviews on the Hollow Towers. There's a ton of information that you guys haven't even had any idea about that it basically invalidates everything that we were told by the truth movement, okay? And, you know, you're not going to explain it. You know, you're not going to understand it in 5 or 10 minutes. We're not going to go through the whole thing right now because I've done so many shows on it, but I do want to say a couple things about it, okay? I see so much disinformation going around now that I know what I'm looking at about people. I mean, people are getting so in depth talking about the temperature of thermite and talking, they're writing out all these equations, trying to sound smart to people. And it's just like, if you guys only knew how simple it was, guys, how simple it was. Okay. There's just a few questions that I could throw out there right at the top. And, you know, people, the only way you can answer them without, you know, coming to the conclusion that this thing was all a movie would be to skip over them. I mean, that's it. Why is there no debris, guys? Okay? No matter what you think happened there, or who was responsible, tell me why there is no contents of the building anywhere. You can't. I'm going to tell you why. It's because they were never there. There weren't many contents in the building at all. It's that simple. It's not mini nukes. It's not directed energy weapons. Yada, it's none of that stuff, okay? It's none of it. It's because the contents were never in the building. This is something I want to say real quick to any of you guys out there, right, that are 9/11 researchers, and I would think most of the people listening are, okay, for obvious reasons. If any of you guys out there are 9/11 researchers, I'm gonna ask this one question to you guys. Well, it's gonna be a long question because you'll see. And I'm gonna give you an answer for it, and it's gonna answer every single part of the question. You're gonna see how much everything fits. And if you guys are really real researchers and you go back, okay, and you go and look into this research, go to letsrollforums.com. Look around at some of the 9/11 stuff. Go to my site. Go to therealnewsonline.com. Okay? Go to the blog section and read the piece I wrote about 9/11. Okay? It's long. It is long. It'll take you like an hour. But that's good. You know, you can't explain this stuff in 10 minutes. Go through it, guys. Read it, please. Please, 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 even if you've been listening to me talk about this stuff, like, say, on Facebook or whatever, and you see me posting all these pictures that don't make sense, and you're starting to buy into what I'm saying, you still got to read the piece that I wrote. Please read it, okay? I'm begging you to read it, because there's so much in there, and I got to give the people in front of me that did a lot of research before I even got to the scene. I just kind of put a lot of things together. I did some things on my own, but a lot of stuff was already done, and I kind of put it together in a nice little story to... You know, it can be overwhelming trying to put all this together and look at all these things like, you know, occupancy reports and Social Security death indexes and this and that and that. I laid it all out in a story for you guys, okay? Go to The Real News Online, go to my blog section, and you just scroll all the way down to the 9/11 piece that's in there. Read it, okay? As you read along, guys, everything I'm describing, you're going to see pictures, links, videos that show everything. I would not come out here on the radio and tell you that this thing was all a media stunt if I was not sure, all right? I poured a lot of time into researching this, like a lot of people did. Granted, my time was shorter, but I spent day and night digging into this, making sure no stone was, unturned, or whatever the saying is, no leaf unturned, or whatever. I looked and looked and looked and looked. And you guys got to remember, when you're trying to wake people up, right? What do you guys always say? What's one of the first things you say? You tell them you got to be able to admit you were wrong, right? You got to be able to admit everything you ever learned in your life pretty much is wrong, is a lie, right? You got to be able to do it again. I'm sorry. You got to. It's that simple. You got to be able to know that you were wrong again. I don't care how much research you did into it. You know how much I did? A lot. You know how much people in front of me did? 10 times as much, okay? And people were all still wrong everywhere. This wasn't like some kid wrote a comic book and you got fooled by it. This is the government. This is 9/11. This is the biggest government conspiracy cover-up probably ever, right? So don't feel bad because you were fooled by it twice. That's nothing to feel bad about. You should feel smart that you're actually finally getting through all the fog, okay? Guys, this is just so many things that don't make sense about the so-called, you know, I'm going to call it the second official story, okay? First off, right? People don't evaporate. They don't evaporate. They don't. So whether you think Osama bin Laden brought the building down, whether you think an airplane brought it down, whether you think thermite brought it down, people don't evaporate. Where are they? And I'm going to tell you where they are. They weren't in the friggin' building. That's why they're not in the pile, okay? Guys, there's too many contents. And I didn't mean to do a whole 9/11 show here, and I'm not, but we've come to it in the list. I got to go over some of this stuff for the people listening, because I know that there's some people listening out there that haven't heard all the new information yet, that are still barking up that goddamn thermite controlled demolition, 3,000 people in the building. Bullcrap. It's bullcrap. All right? Here's a fact for you. I'm going to throw a couple big facts out there. If somebody's going to give you $2 to $3 million for free, you're going to collect it. Fact. Right? That's a fact. Are you going to leave it on the table? Nope. So almost 3,000 families in 9/11 can all collect $2 to $3 million. Just under two. 1.9 million seems to be the average for a lot of them. Some of them got more, closer to 3 million. Every immediate family. But yet only, what, last time I checked, it was like 62 families picked it up. So you're telling me everybody else is just going to leave it on the table. Okay, sure. Just remember, let's put that on the checklist, though. Let's just put that on the little list here of crazy, absurd things you believe about 9/11. You believe that 3,000 families would leave $2 to $3 million on the table. I'd say that's absurd. You know what I mean? And then there's just... There's a couple of things that, you know, like with the debris pile, you know, like we were saying. Guys, the things that should be in there, people, I think, in one sense, they'll remember how massive these buildings were, but in the next sentence, they'll forget. Guys, these were the biggest buildings in the world not that long ago, okay? And there's two of them, two of the biggest buildings in the world, side by side, 110 stories each, full of stuff. 50,000 fire doors made of steel, hundreds of thousands of file cabinets, computers, I mean, just tons and tons of stuff, right? I mean, think of how many offices are in there. And none of that stuff's in the pile, okay? And it's not because it was a nuclear weapon. It's not because it was a directed energy weapon. How about because the stuff was never in the building to be in the pile in the first place? Is that hard to understand? It's not. And there's people out there that they make me so mad. And I know that most of them are doing it on purpose. They're out there telling everybody that people that are talking this type of story are telling disinformation. No, this is the real story. This is what happened. The disinformation is the crazy conspiracy theory about the plane melting into the side of the building and all that. Okay? You know, there were a lot of things that went on with the video. With the video footage of 9/11 that always was going on in the back of my mind, like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. Why is this like this? And I thought that, and this was what I thought for a while, okay, when I first woke up to it, within like a month or two, I knew that the second plane was fake. I don't know how people get stuck up on that for so long, okay? And I had seen, you know, the footage where, you know, the same woman's voice is on friggin' 3 or 4 different videos screaming, oh my God, a play, all right? And I had seen all the amateur shots lined up against each other and how they don't even match up. I had seen the still images from the CNN shot, still images of a plane stuck halfway in a building, yet the concrete's not broken. And I have people out there on the internet trying to tell me that if a plane's going 600 miles an hour, it can pass through a concrete wall without breaking the wall first. And I'm telling disinformation? I mean, if you told that to a 5-year-old, they'd probably tell you you were nuts. You know what I mean? I mean, and this is the type of stuff you're dealing with. Guys, I want you to, real quick, right? Let's just bang out the questions, right? Why was a plane stuck away halfway in the building, but the building's not broken? Why were actors paid to be witnesses? A la Mark Humphreys, Mark Welsh, okay? Why were buildings disappearing in live shots off the screen? Why were bridges walking in the background? Why were other buildings moving blocks away? Why were other things out of place in Manhattan? Why did all 4 major networks have the exact same shot at the same time, just cropped a little differently? Huh? Why? Why all these things? Well, because it was all a movie. Okay, why when I'm looking at images of people supposedly running, okay, in New York City that day, do I see people's arms going through other people's bodies? Because it's a movie, guys. That's what happens in a movie with special effects. They don't always get it perfect, okay? It doesn't happen with real people. Can you pass through somebody else's body? No, you can't do that, can you? Guys, here's a couple of things to think about. All right. You've all seen reporters be in the craziest places, the craziest war zones, right? They'll do anything to get the good shot, right? But on 9/11, you don't have a single shot of any of the 50,000 people running out of the towers. So if 3,000 died and 50,000 were in there, that means 47,000 people ran out of those towers. And we don't have one video of it? What? Not one video of it? You got in a janitor that supposedly ran in and out with the help of firemen so they knew where he was, and he gets stuck under the rubble for hours and they pull him out. You don't got one video of that? Not one? That's amazing, guys. That's amazing. And then, you know, you guys got to really, you just got to be willing to open your mind and realize that all the stuff that you saw that led you to believe about people being blown up in the buildings, you know, that was all propaganda. That was all part of the show, guys. That was all part of the story, okay? Well, man, there's just so many things wrong with it. The only deaths you even saw on the day, the only deaths you even saw were the jumpers. And they were staged. And this substantial evidence that shows they were staged. I hope there's some new people listening right now, because I was trying to tell a few new people today, you know, to come on over and, you know, listen to the show, listen to what we're about and stuff. If any of you guys are listening, okay, when I want to talk about the jumpers here, okay, the only deaths you saw of 9/11 were the jumpers. And those jumpers were staged by a group of art students that were staying on the 91st floor. And this is not just a theory that people are putting together. These people put out a book, okay, called the Bee Thing, Gelatin Bee. They had pictures and diagrams in there of the inner core columns of the Twin Towers. And they're supposed to be renting out an office space on the 91st floor. And they have pictures of the internal columns. And they don't have – they have photographs, okay? And all you see in their floor is it's all stripped out. But there's supposed to be a big shipping company there with them. You can't even hang a ceiling in there. And you know what they were there for? I'm going to tell you what they were there for. These art students that were staying on the 91st floor for about 4 years, okay, in the North Tower, every morning they would go out to the window. They had removed the window on the 91st floor of the World Trade Center, right? Listen to this. They put a balcony out the window, okay, And they would walk out there naked at 6 in the morning every day. They would actually wave a shirt or a towel with their hand, and they would have a helicopter that was flying around the towers on standby right there waiting for them, film them. Okay? And this was done up until months before 9/11. Now, besides, and if you're listening now and you want to see some of these pictures, go to our site. Go to thelastamerican.org. Please do this. Lastamerican.org. Go to our blog section. Just scroll down a little bit. I don't have it up in front of me. I'll get you the date in a minute. But you'll scroll down a little bit, and then you'll see a big one. You'll see one that's got a ton of pictures in it, and it has to do with 9/11. You'll see the pictures I'm talking about right here. I'll dig up the date for you in a second with the day that I did the show on. You know, you have pictures that these guys put in their book. With there's the balcony that they have, and there's fire behind them in the background on the tower. You have another one with – you have two stick figures basically, and they're supposed to be art students. Terrible art. One guy's on the balcony. Another guy jumped off, okay? Then you also have – you know, there's just so many things. I mean, in their book where they're showing you these documents, okay, they tell you straight out that the 10 floors above them are hollow, okay? And you can see a picture of their floor. Their floor is totally gutted. So their floor is essentially hollow. Now – you know, I was trying to tell people about the elevators, and they were trying to tell me, you know, there might be express elevators, yada, yada, yada. I understand all that, but there's two different sets of elevators, right, with the same buttons that are missing, and the same floors that are missing are the same floors that these people are telling you are hollow, okay? And not only that, these are the same floors that are the impact zone where all the people supposedly died. So how could all these people die on these floors that are hollow? Okay? So I understand that the elevator pitch is not the best. You know, that's not the best evidence, but when you add that into everything else, okay? Listen, you have two companies, Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan. You have just between two companies, they lost 1,016 people in the World Trade Center, okay? 1,016 people between two companies. That's a third of the deaths between two companies. And you know where those companies were? They were on like the 91st, the 95th, the 96th. They were on those floors. And those floors, you can see clearly in the pictures that we have, okay? They aren't there. They were never finished. Now, some people, you know, I'm trying to show them, and they don't want to take the time and listen to everything. They just want to look at a couple pictures and just try to debunk it by looking at a couple pictures. Well, you're not going to get the whole story that way, okay? Obviously, me flashing a few pictures in front of you, no matter what it is, is it going to totally change your mind when you have everything cemented in there, right? It's not. It's not. Okay? But listen. Listen to this. This is very important. And I posted this earlier. You know, we have the Freedom of Information Act that shows the occupancy report for the towers. And the reason this is so important is we have the two photographs, right? You have one photograph that shows the towers almost completely hollow. You can see right through. You can see the sun shining through. There were only a few floors that were ever finished on it, okay? And people will say, oh, well, don't you see the crane on the roof? Yeah, I see the crane on the roof of the picture, okay? First off, you know, I highly doubt, but they could. I'm not saying this is proof, okay? But I highly doubt that after the building's all done and capped off that they're going to come in and put cement in those floors. But let's just say that they would. We can just throw that picture right out if you want, all right? Let's move on to the next one. You have the next picture of the hollow towers, and this is in 1978, okay? This is 6 years after the towers being done. Now, not only that, if you go through the occupancy report, there's companies listed on the floors that you can see as hollow the same year, okay? It's an absolute farce. The whole thing is a farce. And the only reason you in the 1978 pictures that you don't see clear through the building, and you only do for the top half, is because they built shutters and they only got halfway up the building at that point. And that's how they would block out the sun in the future. They had an advanced shutter system. Now, when you go through our pictures, you're going to see stage prop after stage prop. And, you know, a lot of this went under the radar. They were very smart about it. But here's what they did, guys, okay? In New York, the way New York is set up, the buildings are real, real tall. So if you're walking through New York, you can't, just because the World Trade Center is this massive, massive structure, that doesn't mean that you can see it from everywhere. Because there's all types of tall buildings in your way all the time, all right? So that being said, I mean, there was only a few spots. Like, you know how you see the stupid Not Dead clip where they supposedly look up and see the first plane smash into the building? Well, not only did those guys just happen to, you know, have the exact right time to pan to the camera and everything, that's like the only spot you could have been to get that shot. I mean, really, there's not many spots where you can get that much of a view of it. So, with that being said, the people in New York that day, they needed something to see, because there were going to be some people on the street. They had most of it controlled. They had the streets blocked off around the World Trade Center. When you see these people running from the towers, okay, those shots, I mean, those people are not right next to the towers. They're farther away. All the block and the other shots are pre-recorded. Nobody was near the towers. And on that day, they actually closed the observation deck, the Windows on the World restaurant, and the subway. And those are important, and we're going to get back to that in a minute, and I'll tell you why. Because they play a key part in this, deception. Now, what happened is the people in New York needed something to see. Now, they weren't going to fly a plane into a building, no matter what. That's not what they were going to do. So on TV, that's what we saw, okay? Now, that was digitally done. Now, for those of you that doubt this, and this is something that has divided the truth movement for a long time, guys. Okay, and most of the people that sit on the side that say, you know, that was a real plane, most of them, those are the disinfo agents, guys. Okay, now a lot of the people might really believe that. Okay, that's fine, but most of the people that are adamant about it and call people that say, you know, they say stuff about no planers, quote unquote. No, those people are the disinfo agents, guys. Just take the time and look at it, please. Okay, forget all the argument you're yelling at everybody about the damn plane. Just look at it. Go look at some of the pictures I posted in our blog. Look at the plane stuck halfway in the building. You can't debunk that. If anybody can debunk that, please shoot me an email, ricefoot@gmail.com. I'd love to read it. I'll read it on the air. And as long as you'll put your name on it and own up to what you say, okay? I'll read it on the air. If you can debunk how a plane, this is what I want you to debunk, how a plane can be halfway stuck in the side of a building that has a concrete wall on it and the concrete is not broken yet. I want somebody to debunk that, because you can't. And it sounds absurd, doesn't it? I mean, you can laugh about it now. Doesn't it sound absurd? It is absurd. Go through it. Go look at the pictures of it. The things that I'm telling you guys, right, these aren't theories where you really got to stretch your mind and... No, this is stuff I can show you. And now that you know where to look and you know what you're looking for, it's like, it's not a walk in the park, but it's like easy pickings. I mean, there's just so much. Now that you know, you're not looking for explosive evidence, you're looking for photoshopping, for example. As a general strategy to the whole 9/11 thing, that's like a new thing that I've applied, that many other people have too, I'm sure. Now you're not looking for explosions. You're looking for Photoshop and evidence and pixelated images and backgrounds that don't match and shadows that are going different ways. And you know what? You got tons of it. Tons of it. Ground Zero photos are a mess with Photoshopping. A mess, okay? And this is what I mean. You know, for you to think that you're going to come on here and listen to me for an hour or two and believe everything I say or disbelieve everything I say, that's just not fair. That's not fair to the information. It's not fair to the people that were affected by it. It's not – none of it. You have to give it the time. Now, if I was out here just talking complete nonsense, right, about these photos, don't you think that people would call up and say, hey – none of those photos are doctored. You can't show me any doctored photos. You can't show me that people's obituaries were done before 9/11. No, but they don't call and say that because they can't, because I can prove that. It's all over the place, guys. Okay, we'll get back to the Photoshopping in a minute because there's so much to talk about there. I want to talk about the scene in Manhattan that people saw, okay, and what they had to do to make this believable to the live people. What they did. And, you know, you can see pictures of this. What they did, guys, is they built this piping system, okay, around about the 94th floor of the building. and they had these red smokestacks, okay? They had these red smokestacks in the windows, and you're going to see the pictures. I'm going to bring them up for you in a second. I'm just trying to get to them so I can tell you where they are. You have these red smokestacks in the windows actually giving off flames. And you can see how uniform it is. So from far away, it looks like this big blazing building, right? But when you get up close, it's really a bunch of red stacks giving off flames that are shooting straight up. You have a piping system wrapped around underneath it, giving off black smoke. And this is at about the 94th floor. And this is right above where the jumpers came from. All the jumpers came from about the 91st floor, guys. And you know what went on at the 91st floor? Guys, that's where those art students were staying. That's where they were doing their stunt. I'm on the page now that I want you to look at. If you go to our blog section on The Last American, you only got to scroll down a little bit. It's like maybe the third or fourth blog down. You'll see in big blue letters it says Exhibits A1 through A10. And that is some of these pictures that I'm talking about. And these are great right here. I mean, these are great examples. The first few pictures you see are the pictures that were in their book. The first five pictures you see are the pictures that were in the Gelatin Bee book talking about 9/11, showing you the gutted floors, talking about the hollow towers. This isn't something I'm making up, guys, all right? Now, knowing what I'm telling you about the jumpers, if you go through the jumper video and look at what the jumpers did on 9/11, they all do a very weird thing before they jump. They all walk out to the window ledge, and they all, like, have their clothes off or a shirt off, and they wave a shirt or a towel around, and then the helicopter films them with a perfectly panned shot. Wasn't that funny? That's exactly what the jumpers would do. I mean, the art students would do. The art students were staging the jumpers. Now, when you start to look into it, guys, I mean, look at the first picture here. If you're not there yet, go to thelastamerican.org, go to our blog section, scroll down a little bit where it says Exhibits A1 through A10. The first picture you see, okay, the first picture you see, and I'm going to post this for you people that aren't on the site yet. The first picture you see is of the art students staging this. You got a guy standing in the windowsill right now looking out, all right? And if you can see the floor, this is supposed to be the Federal Bureau of Shipping, okay? That's supposed to be on the 91st floor with these guys, and you don't see that at all. All you see is a bunch of boxes stacked up, and you see a floor that's stripped, and you see a ceiling that's stripped. You couldn't even hang a ceiling there if you wanted to. And then there's a bunch of boxes stacked up, maybe blocking the way so people can't see into what they're doing. There's a lot of stuff here, guys. I mean, there really is. These jumpers, okay? Now, when I'm telling you that these jumpers were staged by these guys and now you know to look, guys, go and look at the pictures of the jumpers. Please, go look at the pictures of the jumpers and you're gonna start to laugh now. It's a joke, man. There's so much photoshopping going on. Okay, I have a picture posted here, okay? I posted it on Facebook, and because I know what people, they'll have no idea this is supposed to be a World Trade Center jumper. It looks like a Bruce Willis movie, okay? The guy is jumping out of this burning building with no shirt off. He looks like Bruce Willis in an action movie, and I posted it, and I asked people, hey, what action movie is this from? Some people posted Towering Inferno. Somebody else said definitely a Bruce Willis movie. If you're on the site right now, okay, Go to the ninth picture and look at the guy jumping out of the tower and tell me that that's not fake. I mean, come on. I mean, it's obvious. You have other people jumping, holding hands with their feet are on fire. You have another picture that where we show you the smoke pipes and there's a jumper underneath it and his arm's about 10 feet long, okay? There's just so many inconsistencies, guys. What they did for the people below that might have been in the street is they had the piping wrapped around the building giving off the smoke. They had the smoke stacks inside giving off the fire. And what they did is they possibly threw out a couple of mannequins onto the sidewalk, okay, to give it the, you know, make it look like real jumpers. And the people that looked up, there was an explosion, but there was no plane, okay? But think about it this way. This is so true of people. This whole big event goes on at 9/11, right? 9/11 happens, and these planes are hitting buildings, and all this crap's going on, and there's all these witnesses seeing all types of stuff or whatever, right? Supposedly. People that didn't see the plane but saw the explosion, saw what they thought were jumpers, saw all this going on. Remember, they were boxable blocks away, so they could tell it was a mannequin or a real person. All the people that saw this, right, if they didn't see the plane, but you asked them, hey, did you see that plane in New York? That must have been crazy. Yeah, I saw the plane hit the building, I saw the jump, yada, yada, yada. That's what people do. And that's carried the story so far. It has. Guys, there were no planes on 9/11, okay? That's not disinformation. There were no planes. Guys, there were no bodies. Go and look. Please, take these use a different set of eyes now, because of what I'm telling you. And just go and look at the different places. Look at the Pentagon. Where's the bodies? There's no bodies. Look at Pennsylvania. There's no bodies. How about the hijackers? There's no autopsies of any hijackers. I mean, come on. When does it end? You know, that whole thing in Pennsylvania, guys, there wasn't even nothing going on there. There's just a hole in the ground, man. It was just a hole in the ground, okay? This whole thing, guys, I mean, scroll down a little bit. If you're on our blog still, go down to Exhibit C and C2. Look at the plane. Look at the plane stuck in the building. You can't debunk that. You can't. There's no debunking it. It's stuck halfway in the building. And the only way that's possible is when it's a computer-generated image. And that's what it was. And I was under the impression for about 8 months that everything after the second plane that we saw in New York City was computer-generated. But I still had no idea how far the lie went. That's because I had seen so much evidence of it. So it's so obvious. You're looking at the sky. The sky's all different colors and all different chant. It's just absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. If you're following along here, guys, right? Go down a little bit. Look at our pile of the debris. Where is it all? That should be 30 stories high. This picture's below with an ambulance in it, right? Look at it. The debris isn't even higher than the ambulance. And you know what? Here's the thing. And this is where I want you to pay attention. If you've been following people in the 9/11 truth movement, and you've been trusting them, like I did for a long time, and you're having a hard time buying what I'm saying, I'm going to prove something to you right now. I'm going to prove something to you. It shows you they're lying to you. They told you that the debris was shipped out, all these tons overnight. The mayor even came on TV on the 12th, and that's one of the first things he addressed, is why there was so little debris, okay? They lied to you. They told you it was all shipped out. You know, they floated this whole story about how they destroyed the crime scene, and they melted down all the steel, yada, 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 right? These pictures I'm showing you, they're from 9/11. Where's the debris? It's already gone. They lied about it. The debris was already gone, guys. Scroll down a little more. Go to Exhibit E. You see the picture that says the Pentagon smoke machine? Now, granted, it's a little blurry. It's a little hard to make out. Good thing we got a video of it. Scroll down to E2. Press play. All right? What you have at about the 40-second mark, just let it play, though, you're going to see the Pentagon, you're going to see the machine on the front lawn turn on and start giving off white smoke, okay? Now, since doing these past shows, I've actually found some other interesting videos, okay? I now have a video, and you can find this yourself, okay? If you want to go through the archives, go in the 9/11, look at the Fox TV archives, right? Go to about a little bit before 11:30 p.m., and you'll see Shepard Smith come out and do an interview on the Pentagon lawn, okay? And he's talking about hundreds dead, yada, yada, yada. And you can, you know, the way the camera is, you can't really see the build. You basically can focus it and then zoom in at the roof, and you can see the roof's not even damaged. So how is that possible? Was the Pentagon not hit? Well, that's not what I'm saying. Not saying they didn't blow up a wall in the Pentagon, but it was pre-recorded. Pre-recorded interviews, guys. How's that possible? How could they know how many are dead in the Pentagon when it's pre-recorded? Well, because the whole thing is a script. That right there proves that it's not a false flag, because if it was a false flag attack, how would they know how many are going to die in the Pentagon ahead of time? They wouldn't. But if it's a script, they do. because it's a movie script. You understand? There's even people that have come forward. There was one woman, and I'm going to kick myself in the rear end for forgetting her name. I'll dig it up, though. You know, she had put on a resume that, you know, she was a 9/11 actress. And when they asked her what, she said the FEMA commercial. And there was no FEMA commercial, okay? There wasn't. She was a 9/11 actress, and there were a lot of them. You know, all these videos you see over YouTube with the witnesses, and the firefighters, that's all part of it. Yeah, it's very convincing. I don't blame you for being fooled by it. It's very, very, very convincing. Okay? You got to be willing to dig a little farther now. You got to be willing to admit that everything that you learned about 9/11 is wrong. And you can't go halfway on this, guys. There is no halfway. This is all in. This is what happened. Okay? These people didn't kill 3,000 people. They just said they did. Okay? They never finished the construction of the World Trade Center. The building was never complete. Well, it was complete to their liking, but it was never complete as a regular building, as you would think a regular building would be. They left tons of floors completely hollow, not finished. Okay? They never finished them. And, you know, I don't want to spend the whole day on 9/11. I kind of do want to move to the next thing, but here's something you need to know. For those of you out there that are saying, come on, man, you've seen all the documentaries. You've talked about all the people before that used to work in there. You know, how could they pull off a stunt like that? I'm going to tell you, it wasn't really that hard. Now, go back and look, you know, now that you know what I'm telling you, look at how odd some things are, like how quickly they finished building it. It was done in like 2 years or something stupid. I don't know if it was exactly 2 years, but the time frame that they finished it was really, really short, way shorter than it should have ever been. What they did, and you know, how are they going to fool people that 50,000 people are working in there every day, right? Oh, easily. Here's how they did it. They're very clever, okay? They put a restaurant on the top of one tower, the Windows of the World, right? They put an observation deck on the other, okay? They put a subway in the base of the towers that brings in 400,000 people a day. And then what do people do when they get to the tower? Oh, they want to go to the observation deck. Oh, we want to go to the Windows of the World. So you got traffic going up and down. And there were a couple other businesses in there, but there wasn't much at all, guys. I mean, there wasn't much at all. And for those of you that think that, oh, well, if this would take too many companies to pull this off, then too many people would have to be in on it. Remember what I told you earlier. Just between two companies, Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan, you lost 1,016 people, supposedly, if you count all their subcontractors, too. 1,016 people between two companies alone. And those two companies took up a good portion of the towers. I don't want to say a third, but I almost do want to say it, because if you count the floors that, you know, were just totally vacant around them, and it really wouldn't need all those companies to be in on it. And you're not thinking about it from the other side of the coin. Even if you needed 20 fake companies to be in on it, you don't. But even if you needed 20 of them, right, it doesn't mean crap, because you're not thinking about it in real sense. If you need 20 fake companies, that doesn't mean that employees at 20 companies have to be in on it and keep quiet. That means they're fake companies and nobody's going to know about it. The only thing you got to do is cover it with the paper trail or whatever, right? Now, I know that some people are having a hard time with this. Now, I understand, because, you know, you studied 9/11 for so long. Now you're coming, you know, you got this kid over here on the radio telling you that the whole thing's a movie, everything you learn's a lie, everybody in the truth movement's lying to you, and, you know, this whole deal. It couldn't be more than the truth, what I'm saying, guys. Now, listen, I'm not saying there's not some honest people out there, some honest people on radio shows like this, and there's a lot of networks that are, you know, similar, you know, people talking about real events. I mean, there's not too many networks talking about this specific thing right here, but you have to be willing to know that, you know, you just don't know everything. It's not like it's a little kid playing a joke on you, right? This is the biggest thing that they wanted to cover up, okay? It's a big deal. And they went through great lengths to do this, okay? But they didn't cover all their tracks. They didn't If you guys go and look, and this is something that's been known for a while, but some people didn't really know what to do with it. If you go and look at the Social Security Death Index, guys, and you guys can do this. You all have a computer. Go to the Social Security Death Index and look up any relatives of yours that have passed away. They'll all be in there. It's very accurate. Yet for 9/11, there's only like 200 of them in there? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. Where's all the people that supposedly died? They don't exist. And then, you know, this is the thing, guys. You know, you could have turned this off a half hour ago and said, oh, and started talking about me and said, this kid's crazy, yada, 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 yada. But you know there's something to what I'm saying. That's why you're still listening, okay? Take any one of the things that I'm trying to tell you about 9/11 and just try and prove one of them wrong. You won't be able to. I'm not lying about any of it. This is all true. If you're still following along, guys, okay, on the blog, I want you to scroll down to Exhibit G, and you'll see the picture of the Hollow Towers. I mean, that one is, you can see clear through the building, okay? Clear through. And then below that, we have the other picture from 1978, which we talked about, and you can see clear through the top of it. You just can't see through the bottom because of the shutters. And then you have, you know, man, we didn't even really get into the Photoshopping yet. And that could take, I mean, we could talk about that for hours, guys. How about this? Every year you have a 9/11 memorial. And there's no excuse for this. Just this alone makes the whole thing suspicious. Every year you have a 9/11 memorial, okay? And I posted the video. If you guys scroll down a little bit, it is, it's right there. It's right below the second picture of the Hollow Towers. Okay, it says 9/11 victims investigation. Every year they have a memorial service for the victims. And the images that come out of there are simply cut and pasted, put together. And you can see it. You can see one guy's head is like stuck in a flag. And it makes like this straight line, like a crease. Like it's unbelievable. Just totally Photoshopped. Totally Photoshopped. And when I say Photoshopped, guys, and I say it's going on a lot, listen to this, okay? And this is what I mean by this stuff invalidates everything. All that footage you saw of collapsing towers, and I don't even know how much of that was even the real footage of the towers collapsing. The towers really came down that day, but you got to know this. Almost all the images you saw were put together, background and foreground. And what they did is they were sloppy. And, you know, if you put the background, and you want to put a background of, say, the towers collapsing, okay? And then you want to drop a foreground of, say, the other buildings that should be in front of it. You have to take the pictures at the same time of day, don't you? Of course you do, because the shadows aren't going to go the same way if you don't. And they didn't. There's a lot of pictures where you can tell. It's the same thing every time. It's not like it's this building and that building, then this building. No, it's the foreground versus the background. And the shadows will go different ways. There's other pictures that are supposedly taken, you know, at the same exact time, just from a different camera. And, you know, there's like a Coke truck missing, or there's a street light missing, or there's just all types of stuff going on. You have one thing where they're carrying out this father and this priest, and you have different, all of a sudden you have different crews of people carrying them. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. There's other things that they did that are harder to prove. And I'm going to mention them anyways because I want you to know. They used a bunch of celebrity faces and morphed victims out of it. Just would change a feature or two with an editing software. A lot of people, they use the same base of people. If you watched a video that I have there labeled the firefighters, I want you to watch it. Watch the video I have there labeled the firefighters. And they're supposedly showing you two different firefighters that died in New York that day. And then they'll show you two more. And then they'll show you two more. And every set of two, they look almost exactly the same. And that's because, you know, with that many people dead, you know, they could have just, you know, they had to make some pictures. They couldn't just keep grabbing pictures off of real people because eventually they'd probably get caught that way. So they made a bunch of them. Now, another thing that they did, when we're talking about Photoshop and photos and errors, when you Photoshop a picture or you edit a picture or you change a caption in a picture, you know, it stamps the EXIF data. It stamps the date that you last did anything to the picture. Okay? Now, if I died on 9/11 and they were going to put my picture in the paper and had an obituary next to it, right? Well, that would have to be done after 9/11, wouldn't it? The picture could be taken before 9/11, obviously. But the obituary has to be done after, doesn't it? Of course it does. How could it be done before? How could it be done before I die? Well, on 9/11, you have some of the most prominent 9/11 victims, the people that you know, okay? The people that you know. Yet their obituaries were done before 9/11. And the reason you know this is the EXIF data. Now, if their obituary was done after they died, the EXIF data would be dated September 11th, September 12th, September 13th, whatever, right? But it's not. You have pictures that are last dated, 2 weeks before 9/11. You have some that are done 6 months before 9/11. And you know what? They're not just the normal people. Well, you have people like Todd Beamer and Mark Bingham, okay? Remember Todd Beamer, the Let's Roll guy? He's a fraud. His obituary was done before 9/11. Okay? There's no debate. It was done before 9/11. Done, dated, that's it. It was done before 9/11. And he's the Let's Roll guy. That whole story is a fraud. Okay? There were never any people on those planes. There were no planes on 9/11. Okay? There were planes, only regular planes that were flying in the air. But those planes that they say hit the buildings, never hit the buildings. But not only that, and I can't even believe I almost went down this road months back. People, when they say, you start to realize that the planes didn't hit the buildings, then you start thinking, well, what the hell did they do with the passengers? You hear these stories about LAX and they landed a plane and they searched this other, all this crazy stuff, right? No, there were never any passengers. Nobody was ever at any risk. This was all a story. You get it? I think a lot of people at the time were fooled by it. Like, people at FAA and NORAD and NEADS and those transmissions that come out of there. I think those transmissions might be real because they thought they were doing an exercise, the whole deal. And I just don't think that they were going to let all those people in on this type of information. So I think all those people were fooled. And they really did think a hijacking was going on. There wasn't. There was no hijacking. You don't have to worry about what happened to those passengers, where the planes landed, where they let them off, did they execute them. None of that matters, guys, because none of that ever happened, okay? If you go and try and look up these people, they do not exist. They never existed. Nobody remembers them from childhood. Nobody's got any child pictures of them. Everybody carries around the same. Go and look at the memorials. Go and look at the memorials and how terrible some of those pictures are. You tell me that real family members will let those pictures stay up there for 10 years like that, okay? Then, what I'm telling you about the EXIF data. So after people started looking into it and pulling that stuff down, they started pulling the pictures right off the CNN memorial. Just taking pictures right down. Go look. There'll be pictures missing. That's why they're missing. Because people are looking at the EXIF data and they know what they're up to. Yep. Imagine that, huh? And they try and make it sound like, anybody. And that's why people in the alternative media, like Alex Jones and others, attack anybody once they start talking about how there was no plane. And they make you sound like you're crazy and they're they'll do anything to make people not believe what you have to say because they don't want you going down that road. Even though more than likely when you're talking about no plan, you don't know this information that I'm telling you. You do now, but you probably didn't then. They're not taking the chance. They can't have you talking about hollow towers on their shows. They can't have you talking about no victims on 9/11 because there's no way to debunk it. Huh? How are they going to debunk it? How are they going to debunk the hollow towers? Guys, the buildings were never finished. They weren't. Look at the pictures, please. Please, please, please look at the pictures I'm showing you, okay? Look through the occupancy report. I know it's daunting. I know there's like tens of thousands of companies in there and all types of dates and stuff. But you know what? You want the truth, don't you? You want the truth. It's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. When you want it handed to you on a silver platter, When you want the truth handed to you on a silver platter, that's when you get stuff like you get from InfoWars and everybody else that's giving you all this false information about 9/11. Guys, it's simple. The 9/11 truth movement was set up by the same people that pulled off 9/11. The reason it was set up was to make it more believable. That's it. The reason the truth movement was set up was to make it more believable. You understand? Now, what they're doing, even though this make it look like they're fighting against the government, the people, what they're doing is they're reinforcing the government story. Now, yeah, they're talking about thermite. They're talking about bombs in the basement. The government's talking about airplanes hitting the building. This, that, and the other thing. But as long as you're talking about planes were involved and 3,000 people died, they'll hear you. They'll love you. But anytime you start going any other direction, who talks about any of this stuff, oh, you're disinfo, you're this, you're that, this, yada, 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 yada. Guys, this is the real information. You can't go back and look at it any other way. I can debunk the other stuff a million times over, okay? Tell me how I have these videos of people running through each other. I'd like to be debunked then. Can somebody debunk that for me? Can somebody tell me how I have videos of people running through each other like ghosts running from the World Trade Center? Can somebody tell me how I can see clear through another man's face and see the building behind him? Can you tell me that? How does that work? I'll tell you how it works. It works because it's done on a green screen, okay? Why are all these people turning up to be actors and actresses? Because that's what they did. That the movie was full of them. It was a movie, guys. It was a movie, okay? And you need to know something. I want to talk about the money for a second. Between the victim compensation fund and the business compensation fund, you have about $40 billion to kick around. $40 billion to kick around that's not, you know, coming out of anybody's pocket or anything. So people aren't going to really be, you know, looking at it too closely. You understand? Now, the way I did the math, and I could be wrong on this, you could have 800 different actors playing the 9/11 role, whether they're playing people running from the towers, whether they're people giving street interviews, or whether they're people later on in life that say they were somehow affected by it, yada, 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 yada. You could give 800 of these actors, and remember, these aren't going to be Tom Hanks and Brad Pitt actors. They got to be people that nobody knows. So they're going to be people just breaking into the acting business, or people that just aren't known at all yet. So they're going to be, you know, people that haven't made millions of dollars, and you're going to go up to these people. And acting is not a very stable career, I wouldn't think, until you're a big shot, right? So you're going to go up to them, and you're going to offer them the most unbelievable deal. You're going to tell them, listen, you're going to play this 9/11 part, okay? This is who you are. You can never come out of this character, and you can never act in anything again. But we're going to pay you $1 million every year, guaranteed, for 50 years. But you ever open your mouth about this, it's gone. $1 million a year guaranteed for 50 years. Think about that type of money, guys. Think about it. Just don't think about it like a baseball player that makes $20 million a year. Think about it like a regular person that's trying to become an actor. And the government comes up to you and tells you, hey, we need a favor. $1 million a year for 50 years. That is, talk about financial security. You just landed $1 million a year gig for the rest of your life. And all you got to do is pretend this 9/11 crap. Now, I wouldn't do it. A lot of people would. I'm sorry, guys. A lot of people not only would do it, a lot of people would jump at that chance. Okay. And, you know, there could be more money involved. There could be a little less involved. But, you know, this is just an estimate. I like to tell you when something's not a total fact. This is an opinion of mine. You know, an opinion of other people, too, of how this was paid. And I would think that that's the type of approach they would use. You know, and of course they would disguise it like you're doing something good for the country and all this crap. And you guys all know that it's bogus, okay? You all know that that's bogus. Wow, there's just so much stuff about 9/11 that I could talk about. I want to try and touch on a couple other points that, okay, because I'm just trying to kind of, I didn't know I was going to go into 9/11. I was just going to kind of fly over it. I'm going to get into Iraq next. We're going to move on to that next. We're going to go into a short break in a minute. If you take the information I gave you now and you go and look at the people in the truth movement, you can see what I'm telling you. Go and YouTube these people that you trust. But YouTube them with words like their name and then no planers, or their name and something to that effect, and watch how they attack the ideas. Watch how they use the tactics that they say the mainstream media uses on them, attacking people's credibility and so forth. It's quite obvious. Their agenda is quite obvious. They don't want the truth. As a matter of fact, that's the exact opposite of what they want. They want to do anything to keep you from getting to the truth. Okay. Guys, what I'm telling you here, this isn't debatable. This isn't a theory. Like, people have come up with all these different theories for 9/11. Dude, people have said everything from thermite to UFOs to nuclear weapons to directed energy weapons to God knows what else, guys. Okay? God knows what else. And, everybody's just making it a lot more difficult than it really needs to be. Okay? You understand? Everybody's making it way more difficult than it needs to be. The whole reason you have all these abnormal things going on with 9/11 is because it was a movie. You understand? That answers other questions for me too that you might have. Like, okay, if this went on so long, and the government was in on this. This is what people that are classic debunkers that believe the official story will tell you. Oh, yeah, well, if the government was in on this, there's too many people would have to be involved, and you would have heard about it by now, yada, yada, yada. Well, if nobody died, do you still feel the same way? Do you still think people wouldn't have been able to keep quiet? You're telling me that if you went up to a top general in the military or top FBI agent or something, you tell them, listen, this is what we're going to do, all right? We need to do it. Nobody's going to get hurt here. It's going to be all scripted, a movie, and you're going to get a whole bunch of funding after this. Do you think they're going to say anything? Or do you think they're going to do it? They're just going to do it. They're just going to do it. And that's why I think these stories, and I could be wrong about this. I was talking with somebody in my group about this. She made a few good points about it, and I definitely could be wrong about this too. But that's why I think these stories about the suicides of the prominent 9/11 witnesses, people that witnessed certain things that would, blow a hole in the government story or whatever, and then they were killed off. I'm not buying it anymore. I used to buy it. I used to post a video of like all the people and Barry Jennings and Ken Johannemann and all these people. I think it's all just part of the story now, guys. Guys, they went through all of this trouble to fake killing all these Americans and make sure they didn't kill anybody. I don't think they're going to murder anybody to cover it up. They could. And I get people's point where, if one person was going to blow this whole thing for them, this whole agenda, then maybe they would kill them. I don't know. Hopefully they don't do it to me. We're going to kind of move on from 9/11. I didn't want to spend the whole show on it. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, though, please. It goes much deeper than what I just did here. I really just got a little bit past scratching the surface. Just go on the archives. If you go to our radio archives, guys, I'm sorry, guy. If you go to our radio archives, there's all sorts of shows in there on all types of topics. Just look for the 9/11 special. When we go to our next break, I'll get you the exact date so you guys can scroll right to it. You don't have to look around for it. But every show in the description, you'll see what we talked about. I've obviously done a few 9/11 specials on it. There's also the show I did on the Kevin Smith show, which is up on my website, therealnewsonline.com. And if you go there, that's where I have some personal stuff that I wrote. I want you guys to check that out. Go to our blog section. I did this whole thing about 9/11, and I'm telling you, there's a lot more to it, and there's a lot more facts backing it up. And you guys really need to read it. Please. Please read it, okay? I don't know what happened, but leave a comment after it. My comment walls got erased somehow. I had a bunch of good positive feedback too, except for, a couple people, but it got erased. But there is a comment wall after you read it. What was I going to say? Besides the 9/11, I wrote a good thing about the truth movement. That's also kind of included in the 9/11 piece. You guys got to understand, the whole thing's a fraud. And I know that's hard to believe. And I know some of you guys follow people in the alternative media, and that is dangerous. You guys need to know that the alternative media, although they give you a lot of good information, you got to treat them like the regular media. You got to understand that you can't just go and just trust them like that. You got to understand that places like RT, yes, one of the places I was getting most of my stuff from for a while, and I still do, they have agendas too. One of their agendas is big-time fear-mongering. All right, I want to talk about this for a second. Man, you know, I don't want to be the guy that gets up here and tells you everything is fake, because then you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna believe when I'm telling you stuff. But the whole 9/11 thing is fake, all right? I am under the impression that many of what we would think were false flag attacks were also media events. And we just never got past the surface of it. Okay. The next one I was gonna tell you is, you know, the truth movement, guys, is a fraud. Now, regular people like me and you, that's good. But the people you see on TV and all over the internet, the famous ones, they're almost all bought and paid for. Okay? And I've done shows on this, and I know I say that a lot. I don't want to go into this whole thing right now. I'm just going to leave it like this. Go to the show I did on it. Please. Okay? Go in our archives. Check a couple of shows I did on the truth movement at right here at thelastamerican.org. Or I wrote a piece on it just the other day. I actually made a section. I mean, for my website, go to therealnewsonline.com. Go to the exposing the fake truthers section. Watch the videos that are there, guys. Please watch the videos that are there. You guys need to know about these people because they're dangerous. When you just follow somebody in the alternative media, they control your opinion sometimes. Or they'll influence it a lot. Or they'll shoot something down that you should really look at, that a caller might bring out. And they'll just shoot it down because they don't want you to look at it. They're trying to gatekeep the information. And this goes on all the time. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. This whole controlled opposition thing is something I've never dealt with before. Okay? This is new to me. It's hard to see it first. I'm starting to see it clearly. And I want you guys to see it. Just because somebody gets up there and says the right things doesn't mean they're on your side. A lot of times, they're put there to say that to basically bait you into trusting them when you shouldn't trust them. I mean, it's a tricky game out there. It really is. Guys, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break, all right? When we come back, you know, we're going to move on from 9/11. We're going to move on to I want to talk a little bit about Iraq, and I also wanted to talk a little bit about 7/7. Couple other things. I wanted to actually backtrack a little bit to the first Gulf War, the whole, you know, Kuwaiti babies taken out of the incubators and left on the floor. That was all bullcrap. That was what dragged us into the first Gulf War. A lot of us might be too young to remember that, but that's what dragged us into it. Guys, just stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Last American Radio broadcast, and I will be right back.
Thank you for making all that noise tonight. We really appreciate it. You're far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. One last time, we need y'all to grow. Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, people make some noise. Who you know fresher than home? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can't back, yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm young H.O. Raps, Grateful Dead, back to take over the globe, to break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express, out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the f*** expect? Yep, yep. Grand over and grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open in head with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him. Cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. So for one last time, I need y'all, bro. Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, people make some noise.
Now, what the hell are you waiting for?
Now, look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Drop a couple of hits. Look how they wave to you. For more
see the Madison Square. It's the only thing that matters, just a matter of years. Yeah, fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you, probably maim you. If I owe you, I'll blow you to smithereens. Except to take one for the team, I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Record sales, sold out concerts. If you want this encore, I need you to scream until your lungs get sore.
Okay, everybody, thank you for sticking with us during the break. You're listening to the Brian Staley Show here on the Last American Radio Broadcast. This was kind of a little bit of a special show today. What we did is I wanted to go through, you know, all the different false flag events and different ways we staged ourselves into wars over the past. That way, when you're trying to tell people about current events like, you know, 9/11 or Libya or, you know, anything that's currently in the news, and they're like, oh, we would never do that. Now you have a little ammo to come at them with. And we got a little sidetracked the last hour. You know, I apologize. It seems to happen every time, you know, we get around to 9/11. There's just so much that I know so many of you are missing, okay? I've been talking to a lot of people in the last week or so. I've been doing a little more writing and stuff, talking to people online. And a lot of people, I think, are starting to really get ready to, take this information in. I mean, they really are. Just in the last week or so, I've probably come across about 10 different people now who didn't know the information, didn't want to believe it, but I can tell by the way they're still asking questions and, you know, that they're interested, that they want to know, okay? And it's hard not to want to. How could you not want to know this information? If you've been studying 9/11 for all this time and you really are somebody that wants the truth, I mean, how can you just ignore something like this? You can't. You shouldn't ignore anything. I've looked into everything, even things that you would say are absolutely absurd, and I thought they were absolutely absurd. I looked into them, and if I didn't, I wouldn't have came to where I am now. You have to look at everything. You have to. Before you say something's absurd, you have to look into everything. And with this stuff, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it before I move on to Iraq. With this stuff, you know, to say that what I'm saying is absurd, really? What's more absurd, that they would really conspire to kill all these Americans just to make more money and kill people that are probably Silverstein's personal friends, Giuliani's personal friends? That's crazy. That's not crazier than this. This is a lot simpler. Just make a couple newscasts, stage some fake interviews. I mean, really. I mean, it wasn't simple. I mean, it was a, you know, 30 to 40 year plan with the building of these buildings and everything else and all the, you know, propaganda documentaries that came out over the years. You know, everybody thinks, they seem to know that these were the busiest office buildings and so many people worked there. But no, it wasn't like that at all. Okay. I want to move on to the next thing. Okay. We stopped there because I can't just start talking about 9/11 and, you know, not talk about the new information. All right. The next thing I want to talk about on the list is Iraq, okay? And this is something, this is one of those things that when I say people don't want to talk about current events and, you know, oh, we would never do that, you know, yada, 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 this is one of the ones that they try and avoid. Guys, this one's simple. I mean, we wanted to go in there so bad First of all, we had 9/11. We tried to link them to 9/11. They tried so hard. Don't you remember Bush trying to link Al-Qaeda to Saddam Hussein? But he just couldn't do it. Like, people weren't buying it. Don't you remember that? Yeah, they did that. Okay? And then they also... Oh, I got to stop on one more thing. You know, before we even go get too deep in Iraq, after 9/11, but before Iraq happened, do you remember what happened? And this was in a war. This is part of the scare to make you support the war more. You remember the anthrax scare? Yeah, well, do you remember where it showed up? It showed up on Tom Daschle's desk. And Tom Daschle is the guy that was opposed to the way that Bush was putting together the 9/11 commission. Now, if that was all show, I don't know. But, you know, it seemed like, you know, he was against whatever they were trying to do. He had no idea of the scope of it. And they sent us a package of anthrax to his desk. Because, you know, this wasn't an accident. This anthrax came. Do you know that Cipro is the antidote for anthrax? And the whole Bush administration, Condoleezza Rice, Cheney, Bush, Rumsfeld, they were all taking it for about 2 weeks before 9/11 happened, before the anthrax started showing up. Yeah, what do you think about that? Oh, what is it, just a good guess? Just a good guess, we decided to take Cipro. No, just another thing to show you that scare, that, you know, quote-unquote attack, if you want to call it an attack, that was all set up too. That stuff was made in a U.S. military base in Maryland, okay? This is the type of stuff that doesn't take hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I mean, this stuff's not that hard to find out. So the Iraq war, guys, you know, first off, they thought that with 9/11 they were just going to go in there like it was nothing, but people weren't buying that. So then they tried to link them to 9/11. People weren't buying that. So what did they do next? They pretended that Iraq had nukes. Yellow cake uranium, you remember? They have yellow cake uranium. First off, no, I'm not even going to go into the whole thing, but you guys know how I feel about this. Who the hell are we to tell anybody if they can have nukes or not? We're the only idiots that ever nuked anybody. I mean, seriously, okay? I mean, that's a whole other conversation for another day. But with this yellow cake uranium story, they knew it was BS. They just floated it out there, okay? And it worked. They got to invade Iraq. They never found the weapons of mass destruction. I'm surprised they didn't just pretend that they did somehow and pull that whole prank off on us, but they didn't. And people still, you know, a lot of people still would still support their action over there, still support their action in the Middle East. You know, even the first Gulf War, guys, this is another one. You can use this as an example. Oh, we would never do that. Okay, well, how about just not that long ago when I was in, you know, junior high? The first Gulf War. We had this girl come forward pretending to be a nurse from a Kuwaiti hospital. And she came forward and said that, you know, Iraqi soldiers went in there and took a bunch of babies, ripped them out of the incubators, and left them on the floor to die. How about that? And that was like the final straw that broke the camel's back. That's what got the American people behind it. This fake testimony to Congress of this nurse. And it turns out she's not a nurse. She's the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. And she wasn't in Kuwait even at the time. Okay? Total fabrication. And look at what happens from a fabrication like that. This isn't like she lied and got an A on her history test. She lied, and then how many people died from that? You got to forgive me. I don't know the numbers from that war. I wasn't alive. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I was a kid still. I wasn't looking into these things, and I just haven't looked into that one yet. There's been so much other stuff on my plate. But, I mean, that one's obvious. That was totally staged, and so was the second time we went there. You understand? And we just keep knocking these people back into the Stone Age. Did you see pictures of Libya before we went there, and then after? I mean, we just knock people back into the Stone Age. That's what it's really about, huh? That's what it seems like sometimes. It seems like the superpowers want to be more super, and they want to keep everybody else in the third world. And Libya was very advanced. For you that don't know, Libya was the most, you know, the the best infrastructure, the best technologically advanced country in the whole continent of Africa. But we decided we needed to, you know, we needed to take him out, you know. And he was doing a lot of good things for his people, a lot of things, all types of good stuff. Guys, I want to thank everybody for listening today. We did a long show. I want to apologize for being off for a few days. It's just been a little tough lately with my schedule. I'm going to try and, you know, get it more back to regular where it was every day, Monday to Friday. I'll try and be on tomorrow around the same time. You know, I'll put a message up for everybody so you know. But I do plan on being about the same time tomorrow, probably about 12:30 Eastern. We'll be getting on. If you follow me on Facebook or any of that, I'll post a message and all, you know, the groups and on my wall and everything so you guys know before I get on. Thanks everybody for listening. Don't forget, you can get the archive of any of these shows at our radio archive. I think all the shows are up there right now except for this one, obviously, and I think I got to put the last one that I did up there. It might already be up there though, so just go to our site, go to thelastamerican.org. And just go to the radio archive. And there's a lot of stuff in there. Today, obviously, this was terrorism and false flag terrorism, and it turned into 9/11 and everything else. I talk about everything. If you're a new listener, I mean, we talk about everything from, you know, chemtrails to GMOs to, you know, Defense Authorization Act to anything, anything. But we try and look at it from a real perspective. Not the typical alternative media fear-mongering perspective, okay? If I think somebody's not really being sprayed with pepper spray and I think it's colored water, I'm going to tell you, okay? Things like that. We talk about a lot of stuff like that on here. You guys need to know that – this is the last thing I'll say before I wrap it up. A lot of the things that we think are awful things that happen in the world, a lot of the times it's just a media deception. And the media really shapes so much of what we believe and what we think we know and so on and so forth. That's a lot about what we talk about here, trying to get past the media's lies because they boldly lie about everything. And I just try to get to the truth about 9/11, the truth about, you know, simple things like, you know, the protests, you know, being controlled, stuff like that they won't talk about on RT.com and sites like that. They don't want to touch it. They just want to show you people getting sprayed and stuff like that. It's just fear-mongering. It's fear-mongering. They want you to be scared. You know, with that said, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to thank everybody for listening today. It's been a great show. Tune back in tomorrow at the same time. You've been listening to The Last American. Sorry, to The Last American Radio Broadcast. This is The Brian Stavely Show, and I'm out.
I am a real American. Yeah.